silence.
I do.
But, gentlemen of the jury, there are many kinds of silence. Consider first the silence of a man when he is dead. Then suppose we go into the room where he has laid out and we listen. What do we hear? Silence. What does it betoken, this silence? Nothing. This is silence, pure and simple. But let us take another case. Suppose I were to take a dagger from my sleeve and make to kill the prisoner with it. And my lordship's there, instead of crying out for me to stop, maintain their silence. That would betoken. It would betoken a willingness that I should do it. And under the law, they would be guilty with me. So silence can, according to the circumstances, speak.